Welcome to the 7 on Your Side Consumer Podcast, brought to you by ABC7's Michael Finney.
Hello, everybody. I am Michael Finney. Thank you so much for downloading this week's Consumer Podcast. Let's jump right in with consumer spending appears to be stabilizing. This is fabulous news. We're going to get out of this economic mess faster if we all say, okay, we don't think it's that bad. Now, you know, don't be Pollyannish here. You make sure and take care of yourself. But when most of us think this is the bottom and things stabilize, that means we can start moving up eventually and not just keep going down, down, down. Consumer spending stayed just about the same, especially if you take cars out of the equation from January to February. Believe it or not, staying the same as the new up. This comes as Americans saw 18% of their wealth vanish. The new Fed numbers show that Americans' net worth, when you look at their 401ks, stock market portfolios, and value of their home, they're down 18%. Are you only down 18%? Boy, I'll tell you, I don't think so here in the Bay Area. That's a national figure. Here in the Bay Area, where we have so many folks who plan to retire on their 401ks and they've lost 45, 50, even 55% of their worth. We're looking at home prices out towards the valley being down 50%, closer to the water, 10, 15%. Hard to see only 18%, certainly not here in the Bay Area. I wish my family was only down 18%. If that were the case, I would be rejoicing. So I hope you're there. I don't think these national figures often mean much here in the Bay Area. Consumer confidence. Way up because of the consumer spending seems to be leveling off and all of that. And that is what Wall Street is attributing it to. Let me tell you what I'm attributing it to. That Madoff is in jail. And I'm not kidding you. When we see the bad financial operators get beat up and sent to prison, we feel better about the system. They keep saying, if we'll all just feel better, then the economy will get better. You know what? I'll feel better when the bad guys are in prison. I think that's true, and I think that's actually going to help America. So when we talk about healing, the bad guys need to pay. Remodification. Whew. We keep getting a lot of complaints about this. I know down in Southern California, I'm being told that law enforcement officials are ready to do a huge sting down there. We've already seen some around here. Here's the problem. It's hard to tell the legitimate operators from the not legitimate operators. Sometimes someone will complain to us and say, this guy who's saying he can do a remod for me is terrible. We check into it and their record's really pretty good. They just couldn't take care of them. So the main thing is you can probably do a remodification yourself. You call up, you find the person to talk to by banging on them, telling them what it is you want to do, and then you make your case. If you don't want to do that, do not pay up front. For most in California, it is illegal for them to take an upfront fee to do real estate work. Keep that in mind. An attorney, you can hire an attorney. They can take money up front. Make sure you know what you're getting into. Also, all of these contracts have fine print about how much in debt you are, how long you've been in debt. Have you tried to do a remodification yourself? All of those items, and they'll say, no guarantee, then we're not giving you your money back. We probably can't help you. So make sure you read your contract if you get together with a remodification, loan modification, firm, individual, attorney. Make sure you know what you are agreeing to. Renters are being thrown out of foreclosed homes. We've been hearing about this. Often, they're being thrown out illegally. There are laws about this. There are many city ordinances. Oakland is cracking down on lenders and banks and even real estate professionals that are kicking out tenants that have every right to be there. When you sign a lease, you have a right to be in that unit, in that home. Even if the home or the apartment building is sold, that contract stays in effect. Now, gets into a gray area if you're going month to month. So you need to talk to the city. You might want to call a local tenants union and find out their take on your situation. But you don't have to just say, okay, you told me to move, I have to move. Phony contractors, there's a ton of them out there. Maybe more now than ever before. People are hard up for work. They're willing to lie and say they've got a contractor's license when they don't. Be very careful. Make sure you always check to see if they have a contractor's license. You find that out at dca.ca.gov. That's Department of Consumer Affairs, dca.california.ca.gov. Easy. You sign on, put in a contractor's name. It will tell you if they have a license and if they're in good standing. Recall of a hair dryer that was sold at Big Lots called the Style Element. It does not have immersion protection, which means if it gets dropped in your sink or tub, you could be electrocuted. So if you have a Style Element, get rid of it. A lot of folks don't know this, but about a half a dozen Americans are killed each year by a hair dryer. Think about that. That's just a horrible way to go. UsedCardboardBoxes.com. We're airing a report where we talk about UsedCardboardBoxes.com. It's a company that buys cardboard boxes in bulk by the truckload from big companies, and then they resell them to other companies and even individuals that are moving offices or moving their homes. And they're cheaper, about 25% off, maybe a third off. A good deal, something to think about if you're moving, but here's something even better. The same company has free cardboardboxes.com. Now, why would they do that? Because they don't go pick up small loads. For instance, they sell cardboard boxes to you, but they don't want to come pick up 30 or 40 boxes. They're buying by the truckload. So they can't go pick them up, but they don't want them to go to waste. So they have freecardboardboxes.com. It's like a dating site. If you want cardboard boxes, go on there, say you want them. If you have them and want to get rid of them, go on their post and maybe somebody will take them. Finally, let's finish up with the Snuggie Pub Crawl. This is crazy. You know what a Snuggie is? It's the blanket with sleeves. Everyone is making fun of it. There is a pub crawl for charity that are happening in cities around the country. There's one in San Francisco coming up. Everyone wears a Snuggie. I don't know why. I just thought it was interesting. I just thought a Snuggie. It's like, you know, the thing is about the Snuggie, it seems like a hospital gown to me. Only warmer and longer and maybe more colorful. Finish Friday free stuff. We've got some great items, including artwork. Go online and check it out. Well, that's it for this week's podcast. I'm Michael Finney. If you want to check out our reports, go online and check out my podcast here at abc7news.com. You can also see me on View from the Bay every Monday and Friday. I have a consumer segment. And then Monday through Friday on ABC7 News every day, just about at 5 and 6 o'clock. That's it, everybody. Thanks a lot for downloading. See ya.
For more on Michael Finney's reports or to report a consumer problem, go to abc7news.com and select 7 on your side from the quick links menu. Thank you for downloading Michael's podcast.